This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Yurok tribe released a statement yesterday announcing a declaration of an emergency due to the wildfire activity in and around tribal lands. The Orleans complex and the Eclipse complex of fires, which combined have burned nearly 135,000 acres, are the cause. We are very concerned about the health of all reservation residents, and we are doing everything possible to help the community cope, said Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke in a statement. The tribe has turned the Libby Nix Community Center into a clean air shelter due to poor to hazardous air quality in the fire area, and the emergency declaration, which was formally passed on August 31st, will allow the tribe to mobilize additional resources and coordinate with county and state officials for assistance. A switch in the wind the last 2 days brought some relief to residents as the wind moved some of that smoke out and cleared the air and left most communities with moderate to good air quality. But fire behavior in the next few days could see the smoky conditions return, according to Deputy Interagency Fire Chief James Courtwright. The Orleans complex has forced evacuation for residents east of Highway 96 between Rogers Creek Road and Tea Creek, and evacuation alerts remain in place for residents along Salmon River Road and from Rogers Creek south to Soames Bar. Further east, the Helena Fire and the Fork Fire are expected to combine in the coming days. The Helena Fire has destroyed 72 homes and 60 other structures, and you can assist the residents affected by donating to a relief fund that has been established with the Humboldt Area Foundation. State Senator Mike McGuire and Supervisor Rex Bone, along with Trinity County and the Trinity County Journal, have established the fund that will be used to assist the residents who have lost their homes and possessions, particularly school supplies for affected children. A corrections deputy at the county jail used a taser to subdue an inmate who was assaulting a second inmate, according to the sheriff's office. On Wednesday afternoon at just before 2 o'clock, corrections deputies were conducting routine checks in the male dormitory, and one noticed that inmate Francisco Mendoza was attacking the victim with a sharpened plastic eating utensil. The deputy ordered Mendoza to stop, and when he failed to do so, he was tasered and then taken into custody. Mendoza will face assault charges, and the victim was treated for non-life-threatening wounds. On Tuesday, the Eureka Police Department issued a statement asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect wanted in connection with three armed robberies at gas stations in Eureka on or near Broadway and Wabash. All the robberies took place in the early morning hours, and police believe the same suspect is responsible for all three. At 1:30 yesterday morning, a man walked into a gas station in the 1700 block of Broadway and robbed the place, and then fled the scene on the bike, matching the earlier incidents. The clerk was unsure if the suspect was armed. That suspect remains at large. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.